안녕하십니까? 이 테이프는 2008학년도 3월 고3 전국연합학력평가 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내 녹음 테이프입니다. 잠시 후 2008학년도 3월 고3 전국연합학력평가 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명과 수험 번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 13번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 14번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 물건을 고르시오.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, please. I need a computer desk.
How about this one? This is very popular these days. It has a keyboard shelf and multiple shelves.
The keyboard shelf is okay, but I want a simpler one without multiple shelves.
Then this one will be suitable. It has plenty of workspace.
Well, I'd like one with wheels on it.
How about this triangular one? It fits corners well.
No, I prefer a regular one.
Then this would be nice. You can move it easily, and it also has a footrest for comfort.
Good, I'll take it.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심경 변화로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mike, what are you doing at the computer?
I got an assignment in home management class. The teacher asked us to create something for the household.
Sounds interesting.
No, it's not. I've been web surfing for a good idea, but I can't find one. Besides, the due date for the plan is tomorrow.
Come on, Mike. How about thinking this way? What makes you annoyed in your house?
Well, getting up to a noisy alarm makes me annoyed every morning. That's it, a pleasant-sounding alarm clock. Thanks for your advice.
Good. What would you like to wake up to instead of a noisy alarm?
A good smell? I got it! The smell of bacon! I'll be called an inventor soon.
Come on, Mike. That's just an idea. Can you make such an alarm clock?
Sure, I can do it.
3번 다음을 듣고 의인화된 아이가 무엇인지 고르시오.
My life is full of ups and downs. When my master David was a little kid, he loved me very much. He sucked me a lot. When he grew up and learned to write, he found me very useful because he couldn't grip a pencil without me. Once David began to work on the computer, however, I became less busy. He just used me to press the space bar. David's mother recently bought him a cell phone, and I became busy again. He writes his text messages mostly with me. He can do it even in the dark.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Is something wrong, Antonio?
No, nothing.
Yes, there is. I can tell. What's the matter? Come on, you can tell me.
I received an email from my parents this morning.
Did they write some bad news?
No, I love being with your family so much. But when I received the email with photographs of my family, I cried. I miss them all.
I'm sorry, Antonio. I understand.
I know I must seem silly.
Hey, why don't we go out to have some Italian food? It'll make you cheer up.
Sorry, but I don't feel like going out.
Then do you want to have homemade pasta? I'll make it for you.
Thank you. You're always kind to me.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 오늘 지출한 총액을 고르시오.
I guess we spent more than we'd expected. How much did we spend?
Let's see. The admission fee to the musical was $50 each.
We spent $100 just to get in? And what else?
Did we eat anything there?
No, we didn't. Everything was too expensive. Don't you remember? Even a small sandwich was $10.
That's right. We took a taxi to the musical.
We couldn't help it. We were in a hurry.
And it cost $20, including the tip.
Oh, I almost forgot about the cafe we stopped by.
We spent $20 there, and then we walked all the way home, right?
Yeah, the weather was so lovely.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? I'm Claire Holmes, the president of the student council. I have an announcement for tomorrow's special gathering. They're going to share special volunteer experiences with you. Last year, 7 students in our school volunteered for the coastal cleanup, a campaign to keep our oceans clean. They've worked to protect ocean animals and their homes. Why don't you come and share their experiences? The gathering will begin at 3:00 in the afternoon in the auditorium. For further information, refer to the Student Council's notice board. Thank you.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일을 고르시오.
Lucy, are you busy now?
Not really. Why?
I'm thinking of buying an antique photo frame for my sister for her wedding.
That sounds like a perfect gift for her. She's interested in antiques, isn't she?
Exactly. And it'll be great for her wedding photos.
It sure will. Where are you going to buy the frame?
That's what I want to know. Do you know of a good place dealing with antique photo frames?
How about trying online? You could save time and money.
But the wedding is tomorrow.
Then you'd better go to Park Street. It's a good area for antique shopping.
Okay, I'll go there after school. By the way, can you help me choose a frame? I don't have an eye for antiques.
No problem. Where shall we meet?
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Tom, it's your first day at work. How do you feel?
Good morning, Ms. Rogers. Actually, I'm a little nervous.
I know how you feel. I felt the same way on my first day.
Do you have some advice for me?
Sure. The most important thing is to look confident.
Please tell me how.
Make eye contact with the customers and speak clearly.
Okay. By the way, what am I supposed to do when I have a problem?
Whenever you have any trouble, just let me know.
I see. Thank you.
Don't mention it. It's my job to deal with all the problems in the store. Peter, do we need to pay for the special exhibit?
No, we don't have to. It's included in the ticket.
Then let's go see it first. I've got to write an essay on it.
Okay. Are you taking a course on Impressionist art?
Yeah. I find it tough, but very interesting.
I see. Oh, here we are. Come this way.
All right.
Susan, look at this painting. It's gorgeous. The colors look very natural.
That's right. It's rehearsal of a ballet on stage by Degas. I feel like I'm attending a ballet performance.
So do I. The dancers look so beautiful and graceful. Hello, Hope Medical Center. May I help you?
Yes, this is Paula Brown. Can I talk to Philip Stewart?
I'm sorry, but he's not in right now. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, please. I've applied to the 2008 summer workshop.
Yes?
Philip has sent me the workshop program by email, but I can't download it.
I'm sorry for the trouble. Do you want me to send it again?
That'll be great, but could you send the program by fax instead of email?
Sure, I'll send it right now. Can I help you with anything else?
No, thank you for your help. I'll wait for the fax.
Hello, listeners. Have you ever dreamed of being a world-famous singer? Here's your chance. The Tiffany Music Company is holding auditions for male and female jazz singers 18 years or older. All jazz styles are welcome. Auditions will be held on Saturday and Sunday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Tiffany Music Studios in New York. The winning contestant will win a recording contract with our company and an opportunity to go on a world tour with some of our most famous musicians. So make your dream a reality. Come to our studios for your audition this weekend.
I like this striped sweater. It looks fashionable.
But you always say, read the label first before you choose.
Oh, let me check. Dry clean only. I won't buy it.
Then how about this red zip-up sweater? It's made of pure cotton.
The one with a zipper? It looks easy to wear. I want to buy it.
But you can't wash it in the washing machine, and you should iron it inside out. Is it all right?
I don't mind. I prefer hand wash to machine wash.
Okay, let's take it. By the way, what does dry flat on the label mean?
When you dry this sweater, you lay it flat on a surface to dry.
Then you should not put it in the dryer.
That's right.
One. What's wrong with your daughter?
She seems to have a bad cold.
Two. Is it all right if I visit my wife now?
Sure. Do go in. She's feeding the baby now.
3. Okay, open wide, please.
The one at the back hurts when I drink something cold.
4. Are you being helped, ma'am?
I'd like to buy some toys for my baby.
5. Excuse me, do you offer flower delivery service?
Yes, we do. We have nationwide networks.
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What a beautiful set of china.
Yes, everyone says so.
Where did you get it?
My aunt gave it to me when she moved abroad.
It looks classic. I'm sure it must be expensive.
Really? How much do you think it's worth?
Let's check it out. I know a website that tells the value of such items.
Interesting. Let's visit the site right away.
Okay. Wow! They say it can be worth as much as $500.
Oh my! I've been thinking of giving it to Judy for her birthday.
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Look, Jim Braddock is going to fight the champion tonight. I bet he wins.
I don't know. The champ is very strong.
So is Jim. He is a top-ranked heavyweight.
But he isn't as clever. He doesn't have as much experience as the champ does.
Well, it's true that he hasn't had as many fights.
Yes, he has very little chance to win.
But I still think Jim's going to win.
How can you be so sure?
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you working on?
I'm writing a story for the school newspaper.
Can't you finish tomorrow? It's already 11:30.
No, Dad. I have to turn it in tomorrow morning.
What's it about?
It's an article on the feelings about graduation.
And how do you feel?
Well, a little scared. And excited, too.
What makes you scared?
It's leaving home and moving to college.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 찰리가 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Charlie loves her name, but sometimes she gets embarrassed because of it. People automatically assume she's a boy because only a few girls are named Charlie. There is a boy with the same name in her class, so the teachers call them Charlie A and Charlie B, respectively. She's now checking out a book at the library. When she tells the librarian her name, he looks confused. He asks if she's sure that's her name. He asks if it is her brother's name or her friend's name. In this situation, what would Charlie most likely say?
이제 듣기 및 말하기 문제는 모두 끝났습니다. 18번 문제부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답하십시오.